live, ladies and gentlemen, into the fourth and final hour today. Our guest is Alan Watt. For anyone that doubts that the New World Order is social engineers, would do horrible things to society. They publicly funded the Maoist, now declassified. All the old-timers in the military came back and told us that in 49 the U.S. government put them into power and then funded them to kill at least 60 million people. That's a conservative number. Some estimates are as high as 86 million. The big New York and London banks funded the Bolsheviks in 1917, declassified on record, mainline history, just not on the nightly news. They funded Hitler, the Milner Group. They put him into power. They set him up. And so if you think they won't bring in a worldwide depression so they can openly set up world government foreign by the banks where you buy your carbon credits directly from them, you got another thing coming. All those years we told you they would do just that, now they're announcing it and doing it. We don't deserve any accolades here, folks. We just weren't under mind control. We could read what the Club of Rome and IMF and World Bank and Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission were saying and doing in their own policy reports. We're going to come back in the next segment and go to all the callers, Matt, Chris, Ben, Brian, Tim, and many others that are patiently holding. But in this short segment, Alan Watt, we've talked about the mindset of the outer party. You have the proles, the outer party, and the inner party in the pyramidal structure, the inner party at the top, the outer party and the elite, who are some of the most oppressed and surveilled. The NSA is really there to spy on them, control them, burn a few of their minions to keep them all in line, selectively enforcing laws. Let's talk about some of the lower-level minions, the police, the military, those that have been slowly twisted to accept all of this. What do they have to look forward to going along with this system?
Well, what we have is really what's already happened over many years. And we've had a generation who've grown up very often in single-parent families, no fathers. Their choices were either join the local gang that replaces your father, that's the only male figure you have, but they've also been brought up with video games and violence and guys wearing black uniforms with power and badges who seem to be the winners. That's what young men see.
So they changed the male archetype to a thug with an ugly look on his face, all the toys now, who's a UN soldier who beats people's brains in with no due process. And so the males then, like a baby duck, imprint on that through Cobra Commander.
There's no doubt at all. And they have raised the generation worldwide to have this image of the black uniform, the power, the big machine gun, and booting around these little people that don't even seem to be human to these people in uniform. You see, the indoctrination, the scientific indoctrination of the military is very, very precise.
And they know that males want to be warriors, so they say your dad, your grandpa, your grandma, they can't teach you how to shoot. You can't be armed. Civilians can't be armed. That gun culture is bad. But then if you go join the dark side, then you're allowed to carry out these male activities.
You have that, but you also have the tribalism is allowed to basically progress. You see, in society, they've stopped basic tribalism. It's been condemned until it's a taboo subject.
And then created false systems within their control.
That's right. So you can join this fraternity, this brotherhood, and suddenly you're one off the gang. They'll fight and die for you. You'll lie for each other. The cops have been doing that forever. So that's the whole paradigm there. And they're well paid. They can also have little goodies and little things that the general public can't get access to.
Special status.
Yes.
Take California, where upwards of a million people can't get tickets, can't get DWIs, can't get red light cameras, because their license number is encoded in the computer as above the law.
That's correct. And so you do have a militarized youth that's grown up with the games. They've been desensitized to killing, because that's what games are all about, is getting from the beginning to the end and killing as much as possible. So that's what it is to be a man to these characters. They see the public really as its. They don't see them as people anymore. Powerless its. Yeah.
It's an us against them. They teach them we're civilian scum. They're the godlike creatures that are doing all these bad things for their own safety and their brotherhood. But the brotherhood really is there to flush them down the toilet, and the bankers are about to take their pension funds as well. Alan Watts, stay there. Phone calls straight ahead right here on GCN and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live with Alan Watt, our guest. I want to go ahead and go to your phone calls. First up is Matt in Iowa. Matt, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to pass along to you, I don't know if you've seen, you were talking about Cops and other shows that kind of accustom people to presence of armed public servants, quote-unquote, in their lives. But I was watching ABC, and this new show, Homeland Security USA, is going to be on.
Yeah, they're showing us who our new bosses are and how we're going to have national police with the military. And again, everybody they go after is always guilty in these made-for-TV shows and dramas and then real-life shows. There's a whole bunch of new Homeland Security shows, and it's come out. The federal government is funding and financing, but not just here. Governments worldwide are producing similar shows. Go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to talk about, too, was I was Christmas shopping the other day, and there were these younger kids hanging out in the mall distributing Go Green bags, which is whatever, that's fine, giving out bags to reuse again. But on the side of it, it said Go Green. Underneath of it was Midwest One Bank. And the O in the Go Green was scarily similar to the O of Obama's logo or whatever.
No, well, they're going to have the environmental brigade, the youth brigades, the elderly brigades, and Obama's website said it will be compulsory for everybody to serve the government, and then his chief of staff has said that, written a book about it. Obama's given speeches, and then when we made a big deal out of it, he pulled that off his website, but is going ahead with the programs. Alan Watt comments on what he was talking about.
Yeah, this whole system is guaranteed to be run under the guise of greening. The Green Party was set up to actually start kick off that whole agenda, and that will be the big stick. It's to do with depopulation as part of it. They keep hammering there's too many of us, We can't go on with unrestricted consumption, sustainability. It's in every single speech they're making from every quarter, from every country. And so that's being hammered into the general population, that we are responsible for the terrible state of the world. And it's all our fault, and we've got to start cutting our numbers drastically and stop consuming the way we are. We've got to remember, too, that Bertrand Russell, who only gave out everything that he learned from the big world meetings he attended, the big think tanks that planned all this, he said eventually they'd have to create some kind of situation where eventually governments would dish out credits instead of money, and so the bank would be run through the governments to the people themselves individually. So we'll all be issued with credits. Now, these guys have planned this for a long, long time. We're simply going through the script right now.
Now, to be clear, you've said this, I've said this, we're only reading government documents, what they've been quietly planning, now they're unveiling it. The private banks come in, issue all this liquidity, infect all the stocks, the bonds, the mutual funds, the 401ks, the pensions, the government pensions, fire, police, teachers. They set all this up. Then they implode the economy. They come in as the savior, and they say the new model is you'll pay your taxes directly to the IMF and World Bank. And now suddenly the last few years, you don't fill out your income tax to the exchequer. You don't fill out your income tax in the United States to the IRS. And now it's to the Federal Reserve. It's now to the private Bank of England. And then last week in the New York Times and in a bunch of other publications, all on the same day simultaneously, they announce, well, we're going to go ahead and probably bankrupt U.S. T-bills and bonds. You know, we're blowing that out worldwide. You'll now buy your securities that have, quote, government backing by taxpayers directly from the private Federal Reserve. So your world ID card with your credits on it, and people are trying to buy cash, headlights, batteries, toothpaste, everywhere. They're demanding now, even with a $5 purchase, hey, you've got to give me your name and number, and that is to get you ready for the cashless society and to destroy the underground economy, because they'll say, wait a minute, you've bought more than what your paycheck says. You must be doing underground barter, and that's why they want to tax the web, and they're now announcing that. So it's all coming into fruition, and then I just posted up on the screen the Kurt Nimmo article, Democrats determined to reimpose fairness doctrine. Look at that Orwellian term. It's like the Patriot Act or the New Freedom Initiative, all taking your freedom. The Daily Post in Palo Alto is reporting what Congress is saying. They do intend to restrict free speech on Internet radio, AM and FM, everything. The FCC announcing they will control, quote, speech on the Internet. Alan Watt.
Yeah, that's true. And even Google and all the big boys have come out with their main servers saying they're now going to see who will be pushed on the web and all the different search engines and who they will restrict. So this is the censorship already here. But you're right, to do with purchasing. 10 years ago in Canada and most countries across Europe too, suddenly if you bought tires for your car, they would want your full name and address and so on. Now they want to know your vehicle. And I asked a guy in the store, he says, yeah, it's actually the law. He showed me it on the computer. It is the law that they must find out what car you have, its registration number and everything, before you can buy tires.
Amazing. Again, punch up on screen, guys, this article that I put up here. Democrats determined to reimpose fairness doctrine. Going back to the caller, did you have anything else you wanted to add, sir?
Yeah, I was just going to. I was wondering if you guys think that Homeland Security or is synonymous with Gestapo, or if Obama's O is synonymous with the very swastika. Was that embraced like Obama is being embraced in pre-Nazi Germany, or?
Well, yes, we're having the same fascistic, basic symbols, basic tribalism. They're bringing us into the crisis in the messages in the media. Obama is your savior. Just put your trust in him, when he was the biggest cheerleader for the banker takeover. But then I hear the Democrats saying, no, he will save us from the evil bankers. Alan Watt?
Yeah, it is true, too. And his speech at the end of the election, he wore the red white and black tie. His wife wore red and black, and that's the colors of Nazi fascism, socialism. Yeah.
But it can't be Nazism because he's a black guy. No,
yeah,
it's the corporate fascist model. It's the corporate fascist model, and it can come in Idi Amin. It can come under Hitler. Go ahead, Alan. You're making a point.
Yeah, they'd love to show you their agenda right in your face, knowing it's like the Masons say, we never speak so openly as when we do in public. The public never understands what they're really hearing. Or seeing either, but they do show you that in symbols and colors, this is all Pythagorean, the color coding and so on. it goes back for thousands of years, but they do go along with this, and you have to go into Obama's mother to find out why she was raised, what she was trained for, and you'll find that she was trained to be a world revolutionary and actually to literally breed an offspring to be the president one day.
Yeah. All right, Matt, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Arizona. Chris, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Alex. I've been listening for about, since 2005. I was over in Kuwait for a year, and one of my friends, he's a Iraq vet, you know, and he woke me up to this stuff. I didn't want to believe it at first, but, you know, I've been listening to your radio show, and I got a lot of your videos, and they really woke me up. And I just want to thank you for that, first of all.
And, well, don't thank me, sir. My family, myself, your family, Alan, none of us have any future if these social engineers, these madmen, these control freaks, these hyper-dominant people that want to literally kill us and engineer who's left, you know, either they're defeated or we're destroyed. And so don't thank me. I thank God you woke up. Thank God something in your background let you break your conditioning and the false paradigm you were in. So understand, people always thank me for what I'm doing or thank Alan or thank others. Listen, we are only doing what a normal person historically would do when faced with this type of attack. I mean, when the globalists openly announce they're waging war against humanity, all I can do is fight back against them. Alan?
We have no choice in the matter. If you truly understand what's happening, you have no choice. You cannot sit with the knowledge. It'll kill you otherwise. You have to get it out there.
Absolutely. Anything else, sir?
Well, I just, one of my friends I work with, he just bought a firearm, and it was one of those big Desert Eagle 50s, you know. And he told me about, like, next year the 2009 models are going to have GPSs in them.
Yes.
So
everything is RFID in the guns. Everything is under Schwarzenegger marking the shell casing. That will then force adoption of that nationwide and worldwide. It's all happening. They're coming for the guns. And people think that's just some archetypal thing I say. The troops are openly been training for decades to door-to-door, shut off the food and water, and then 99% of people, on average, they believe, I don't believe that's accurate, more like 90%, will turn their guns in. Then they'll go after the rest of the people. They know who's got guns. It is registration when you fill out the yellow form. It's long gun, shotgun, or handgun, and it's now being prepared. The good news is, though, Alan, and I appreciate your call, sir, the good news is that people have bought the gun stores bare. The ammo has basically been sold out. Record gun purchases, that shows. And then Obama comes out and says, don't worry, I only want to ban some of your guns and restrict some of them. Stop buying guns. And the BATF is now harassing gun dealers and trying to get on the local news, telling people don't buy guns. So it doesn't seem like things are working for them, Alan.
Yeah, they do expect trouble. They do expect the problems. What they're hoping for is, and I don't think they're even hoping for it, they've got it set up already that this rapid reaction force will be pulled in from other countries to deal. See, they don't want to turn. They know that there's going to be a problem down the road if their own people, if your own American soldiers start killing Americans. Eventually, they get to a stage, and they found this in Nazi Germany during with the firing squads. They get to a stage where the guys who are killing their own people start to break down. So they prefer to bring in foreign troops to do it. And that's what the whole international rapid reaction forces are all about. The same thing happened in Beijing. China didn't bring in the usual Chinese soldiers. They brought in the ones from the far north, Mongolian types, and they had little in common with the average Chinese and had no problem killing them.
Well, they did that in Poland. They bring people from the east to the west and the north to the south. And for those that don't know, when we come back, I'm going to briefly list all the mainstream news, the Pentagon, the British, major war college reports. The biggest army recruiting centers, the Marine centers, are in Mexico. They're in the Eastern Europe. They're in the Philippines. So already in our military is a bunch of foreigners. They're also hiring violent felons, foreigners who are aggravated felons for the military. That's Washington Times, Washington Post, both telling you how great it is. They've also signed a deal to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the United States. That's been in the Toronto Star and other publications. Congress said, hey, we weren't consulted earlier this year, and they were told shut up by NORTHCOM. So they do have foreign troops ready to come, take your guns, and rape and kill you.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We need to die.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
It's quite a few times, but the next segment I'm going to play and get Alan Watt's take on it. There's a bunch of video games out in the last decade, like Shattered Union. And in some of these games, your job, you work for the Illuminati, for the world government, you hunt down and kill militias. You torture militia members to death. In one game, when you get to the final level, you get into a safe, and you know, at the top of the Illuminati, and one of my videos, Police State 2000, is the great secret inside of the safe. I don't know why the establishment does that or why they keep sticking my voice or my rants in video games and in some cases without my permission. And then one time they went to the network and got the rights, I think, for like $300 to put me in one. But the point is, we'll get Alan's take on why that's happening. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Brian in Canada, you're on the air with Alan Watt.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Pretty good.
I'd like to thank you, Alex. I know what you said before, but even though I was aware like a deer that knew it was hunting season, it wasn't until you led me in the right direction in 2005 that I started to make some sense of my life. Today I was calling me, I did want to talk about my prime minister puppet and cell phones and things like that, but I noticed that there's a lie being propounded out there, and there's a chance that even our side of truthers might buy into that lie. And that lie would be that this is the first time that there's a one-world power. I'm getting kind of tired of reminding people and asking them if they've ever heard of a little place called Babel and a little guy called Nimrod, because that was actually the first global world power. And at that time, he had one language. He probably had everybody compartmentalized the way they do it now, too. But there was only one language, and when God came down and messed them up, well, all the different languages went off with all their little pieces of what to do.
Yeah, that story is of the system breaking apart, that global empire, and that and then the Romans, and then the Roman Catholic Church, and the British Empire.
Well, this is believe that this is what's led us to this. He had to go out across the world to get back all of his little recipe books of how to get back this one world power. And that's why he's on this breakneck speed to get it done now, because he's never been so close as he's been now.
All right, let me get Alan's take on that, because he's our guest. Go ahead, Alan Watt.
The symbol of Nimrod is that, is world power. Nimrod is also the same as the Satan, really, in the ancient literature, and his wife as well, as being the ultimate rebels who swore that they would rise higher than all the gods and dominate the universe, basically. So it's the same old power elite idea of the psychopath who's a megalomaniac who truly believes that he has the right to dominate the whole planet.
And it's not just dominate creation and the fellow humans. Mm-hmm. They state that they want to make war on the heavens. They want to become gods. And whether you believe it or not, they do. And my parents were just over in Germany last year, and they took back all this video and showed me of where the Germans, even during World War II, built a big armored dome over Ishtar's gate and the seat of Satan from where Babylon was in Iraq, and that Hitler believed he was invincible because he had the seat of Satan.
Yes, that is true. Hitler did have his own special mediums. He was into the New Age. He was a theosophist. Theosophy is the same philosophy as the elite all believe in. Rockefeller himself sponsored the main magazine for the Lucifer Trust. They used to call it the Lucifer Trust. And Lucifer to them, of course, is the epitome of the ideal intellectualized Superman to come. They believe they're the progenitors of the Supermen to come.
But they have to destroy this creation to build their new creation. Finishing up, caller Brian in Canada, with your point about your puppet, Stephen Harper, suspending Parliament with the Queen twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that too, even though he suspends Parliament, he still has dictatorial powers during that period, apparently. We didn't know that either.
And we're seeing this all over the world. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah, I was just saying that drove me nuts up here, because he even exposed himself in front of all of us. I was here the first few days that he called the election. The American market was crashing every day, and the news would start to pressure him, like, what about this? And the first few days he got very mad and adamant and said, Canada is not the United States and we're not going to suffer the same thing as them. And then 4 days later, when our economists started coming out saying, yes, Mr. Harper, we are going to suffer, then he stood in front of the news and he stated that they knew about this 15 months ago and started taking measures.
Well, I mean,
right there, he exposed himself.
Alan, why is he in your papers today saying there's going to be a depression?
Well, he waits for his lines. He's a bit behind the times at times. He waits for his lines being sent to him from London. You don't understand that Canada is still part of the British Commonwealth. Not one law gets passed in Canada without the Queen's signature. So even though they call it democracy. So he waits for his orders, and he shifts accordingly, according to the mood of the people. So he does what he's told. He's a puppet, for sure. Yeah.
All right, Brian, thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead, and this Shattered Union clip when I come out of break. Not just the audio now. If you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Go over there and check it out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This species. I love humanity, and I have great hopes and dreams for my progeny, living with your progeny in the future. I know I'm part of a great cycle of life. We're on a beautiful planet hurtling through space, and I want to stop the greedy, controlling, covetous New World Order control freaks that are so greedy they want to control the future and shape humanity in their degraded, degenerate image. That's the basic psychology we're dealing with. I want to punch up on screen, and we're going to go back to Alan Watt. I want to get his take on this. This is the trailer of one of, it's got to be more than 100 games, that push, we're going to have martial law, things are going to break down, it's cute and funny, and we're looking forward to it. This is all part of the acclamation. Here it is, Shattered Union.
In a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history, as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers in the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and a second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
All right. Now, notice they gave an Abraham Lincoln quote. Who is Barack Obama telling us that he's modeled after Abraham Lincoln? Now, the British came in and manipulated both sides, got the South to break off. My family was in the South, but I'll tell you right now, it was staged. British intelligence openly manipulated that. The Russian Empire sided with the North. The British sided with the South, giving them weapons. They meant to break up the country. That's now been declassified. That's in the major British annals, to try to break up the country. The same thing is being set up now. You do not want a riot. You want to defend your family. You want to take care of your family. You want to reach out to the military and police to educate them not to come out and confiscate guns. Now, once they do it, that's another subject. But you don't want to go out looking for them, trying to engage them. Police and military, if you don't out and out ignore those orders, you need to just sit on your butts and not be part of this. They're going to stage riots. They're going to prepare everybody. This is the game plan. If we get the word out on this, we may back them off. They may cancel the operation. We haven't had more big terror attacks staged here, though they were planning it because we exposed the false flag attacks of 9/11. But you talk about predictive programming, Alan Watt. Hundreds of these video games have similar lines in them. And they are conditioning the public for this. And when I would first air this 2 or 3 years ago in other video game clips, people would laugh and say, that'll never come. We'll never have foreign troops. We'll never have. And now it's on the news that it is happening. And the Marines are in the West Coast, just like the states, running checkpoints. So the people that made this game were definitely being given inside information. Alan Watt.
The intelligence communities have basically been in charge of video games from their inception. That was their whole idea, was to militarize the public, at least get to the recruits that they'd want, who were conditioned to kill on sight when they were told to. And so they've always been in charge of video games. Otherwise, we tend to think that industry and commerce just develops on its own happenstance, and that's not true. Those who are in power never let anything out into the public unless it's a good purpose to serve those at the top. And when it comes to toys and things, but believe you me, they don't militarize the minds of youth unless there's something for that youth to grow up into doing down the road. So they've always been in charge of video games, but not only that, they've been in charge of the whole culture industry. And now there are books coming out with declassified information admitting that. The whole culture for 50 years has been controlled by the CIA. But the most recent movies coming out of Hollywood, I think 9 of them are disaster-based movies with this future scenario that's almost here, all on the same theme. So this is mainstream now, indoctrination and predictive programming of what's to come. And it ties in exactly with that strategic studies report from the military that said it might even break down to civil war within the United States and even a civil war with nuclear weapons. Well,
and then we have Tommy Franks going out, and it turned out he was being paid $500,000 a year by the Pentagon to go out and give interviews in the press and print and TV going, I'm real sad, but martial law is the only thing that will keep you safe, and it is coming. So again, we think there might be riots, boo-hoo, we've got to go out and attack the American people. And again, now the Arizona police say, you know, we reported on this yesterday, dealing with the fact that the Army War College says they're preparing to attack the American people. That's going to be their main mission now domestically, and people denied that the report was real. Here it is in the Arizona Business Journal for everybody in their face. Go ahead.
Yes, so it's in the open now. that they're conditioning the general population to this is inevitable, and they do know that the bulk of the population will always sit on the back seat and watch what happens. They're afraid. See, violence itself, and law runs on the threat of violence. It's coercion. Most people go along with law because they're coerced to do so. And coercion, if it's not followed or doesn't work, will be backed up with force. Most people understand that subconsciously, and they want to be left alone, and they hope that nothing drastic will happen to them if they sit back and let it happen. They don't realize that this is a war that's going to continue right down to the bottom level, and no one's going to be unscathed by it. You're not going to get out of it. So everyone must participate in stopping it from happening in the first place. That's how you stop these things from happening. Everyone's got to get involved now and stop being entertained by television and demand their voice back. We cannot leave this to the experts. The experts work for the psychopaths. Most of the experts are psychopaths, and we've got to nip this in the bud right now.
Now, Alan, we know that they have their own predictive wargaming with computers, and before that with their sociologists, psychologists, and others. You know they bargained for an Alan Watt and Alex Jones. You know they bargained for the people to resist, though I've seen in their white papers, I don't know if this is disinfo, that the rebellion is much bigger, much more coordinated, much more widespread. That's why they're saying they want to shut down the free web and take us to Internet, too, as Google and, of course, Obama are doing. How do we feed into this, the wild card? Because it looks like things are not going well for them, and we know they want to act like they're God and omnipresent and invincible and want to use AI to try to do that, but they really aren't. So how do shows like this and your website, Cutting Through the Matrix, how does all that feed into this?
What they're afraid of are people who have the knowledge, the background, the history, and the facts to back up the exclamations we're giving out right here. To public, who can then use that and run with it and teach others. That's what they're afraid of. They don't care about all the wild and wacky websites out there that mix it all together into fantasy. But they're after the people who have the knowledge. Now, Russell himself said this time would come. He said, "Where if we cannot recruit these people to leave their own class behind them and join us, we'll have to eliminate them." And that's coming up. I don't know about you, but I've had overtures recently from the big world organizations to join them. Very urgent, very polite invitations to come and speak at their world meetings. And I know this is the last attempt before they simply eliminate me. I know this is coming.
Well, I mean, I've had major radio networks try to hire me years ago. I've been approached by some of the biggest Hollywood studios wanting to put my material out, kind of golden handcuffs, as they say. I know that I have been approached, and it's always done under confidence, so I can't break that as a journalist, the confidence. But other things happen, like we call up Rothkopf, you know, former head of the Kissinger Group, who wrote the book Superclass earlier in the year, admitting that world government's here and they run everything. And when I got him on the line, my producer set him up. He goes, "I know who you are, Alex Jones. Yeah, we watch your work. You know, you really ought to." And John Harmon, was the only witness to this because he was up in Minnesota and I was on the line with him. They called him saying, you really ought to join us. You know, there's nothing you can really do. And I've had other people contact me and say, listen, the public scum, they're a bunch of trash, a bunch of backstabbing garbage. They will destroy you. You need to join us. You're one of us. So I have had those overtures, and I know that's how the threat works. It's like, look, we're giving you a chance. We're not like Pol Pot, who just killed anybody who could read or wore glasses, who could see through his garbage. They try to co-opt, and you think that rebuffing repeated co-ops is a sign that they're going to another level?
Absolutely. When you get them coming one after another for world meetings, this is the last overture. And they've pretty well hinted at much of their writings from these institutes, the war colleges, etc., that they'll have to stop all agitators, as they call it.
Well, we must be getting through to them, because we can be confronting Marines on the streets of Austin doing psyops, or Marine spokesmen in California. I mean, we call them up and we're like, "Oh, we know who you are, Alex Jones. Yeah, we're fully aware of your operations." And then they tell us all about our website and stories we wrote. I mean, so that tells me we're really having an effect when their own establishment is aware of what we're doing. It shows that we're having an effect.
Yeah, there's no doubt on that. I had some bureaucrats who went to Washington D.C. and the cocktail parties, people were mentioning the names of that are making a difference, and it's common talk amongst those particular classes. So we are making some difference. Absolutely, we're being noticed, and not just noticed, but timely monitored and watched. So
well, you know, Bill Clinton was in town last year. And my wife's mother has been active in the Democratic Party. So it was a Democratic Party dinner. There was about 100 people there, and they're all around Bill Clinton talking. And somebody said, what do you think, not my wife's mother, but one of her friends said, what do you think about Alex Jones, you know, the radio and TV guy who's talking about the New World Order? And Bill Clinton said, let me think of the exact quote, Alex Jones is one of the most important commentators, and what he's saying is some of the most important things being said in the world. And they said, you mean Alex Jones, the young anti-New World Order guy? He said, yeah, Alex Jones, and mentioned some things. I mean, that is just absolutely incredible. And it's kind of bone-chilling, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they are monitoring, as I say, anyone who they claim is an agitator or someone that can break through the matrix.
But why would he say something nice about me?
It doesn't necessarily be nice. See, what you're saying is what we are saying is important. In other words, it's true. And, of course, it means that this, because it's so true, they cannot ignore it. But they also hope the public or the general public will be overwhelmed by the regular media, which keeps them in limbo.
Well, Alan, isn't there something even more? Within the pyramidal structure, according to Rothkopf and others, and I agree, there's only about 3,000 to 6,000 people that even have 95% of the big picture, and that we've reverse-engineered from their documents and reading different compartments of their operation really accurately what they're doing. And so the few commentators or reporters out there that actually know what they're doing and accurately are reporting it, they are recognizing that, because even within their own elite, most of their people don't realize the big picture. And I think that's another danger, is members of the elite, members of the establishment who didn't have the full picture are hearing and seeing what we have to say, and I think that's causing them some problems. Another example is General Stubblebine's wife, Dr. Labo, treats a head of state. And they've given me evidence of this. They can't say the name on air. And the head of state's like, I know, I'm sad that we have to kill everybody, and I kind of don't like it. But this is how it was brought up. So I think the establishment, a lot of them, except for that inner core, are having second thoughts about this.
But what I found, and this is factual as well, when governments, the U.S. government and the Canadian government, and I think the British one too, stopped their employees from going into my website at their work, it's banned now. They can't get in.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of them have told me that. When that's happened, you see, it's more important to them that their bureaucrats live under their own little illusions. They cannot afford to have their bureaucracies waking up, because that really is important to them. They are generally kept in a state of double think, double speak. They're never really. But when you come out, when they hear people talking the truth, the work they're involved in suddenly becomes more clear to them. They realize the whys and the wherefores for the first time, because they themselves have been heavily programmed, and that's what the leader are afraid of. The elites need the massive bureaucratic class to guide all of this into place and to keep
yes.
it working.
And historically, it's the minion servant class to the elite that is one of the most surveilled, oppressed, controlled,
yeah.
and murdered and abused groups. So they need to come out and join Free Humanity. And yes, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, banned in Europe at the major train stations, and quote, free government Wi-Fis, banned in government institutions, banned at Dell, cutting through the matrix.com. I've seen the screenshots online where it says banned. This is extreme, when all you're doing is posting and reporting on their own documents, Alan. I want to come back and take a few final calls. We've got to have you back again soon from Tim, Sherry, Tom, and Elliot. I don't know how many we can get to, but we're going to try. But before we end this segment, what are some of the things that are most important to you right now that we haven't covered, Alan?
The important things really are, see, what the leader says, it follows what you've been talking about. So they're watching us as well. What they're looking for, not so much is for people who simply put the information out, but can those people be potential leaders? If you have that ability to bring people together with a common stance on something, then you're very, very, very dangerous. And they're waiting to see how we react, we on the radio react, when we influence so many people, when basically the shit hits the fan.
So we're being used as a gauge. We're being used as an overall war game to see how the public's responding.
To see how they're responding and to see if we ourselves will come out with ways and innovative ways they haven't foreseen to start to get people bonding together in a common stance against this tyranny. If we have that ability, we are very, very dangerous.
Well, it's a little too late. I mean, this canary's sung. I mean, we put our information out, and I think that's the only reason we're still walking around, Alan Watt.
It probably is. If we go to the next level of advising what to do, then we're really, we'll be very, very well noticed then.
All right, I want to skip this break for just PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And for folks listening to the InfoWars.com audio streams, for everybody else in the AM and FM shortwave satellite, we'll be right back in 3 minutes to jam in some final calls. Stay with us.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Right here, and Tim, finish up the comments from Ohio, then Sherry and others. I want to jam in a few more here.
Just the follow-up to my question was, if they do not have Obama or Biden in, what are the chances of Cheney and little old temporary Bush remaining in power after Inauguration Day due to some type of false flag?
Look, they want a new puppet to get... I mean, they've invested too much in Obama. I believe he's going to go into office, and then it's going to be really serious. Alan Watt.
No, I concur with that, yeah.
All right, got to jump, Tim. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Hey, Alan, I just wanted to say that you're my sociological guru. I think you're right on the money. I know you've been studying these systems for a long time, and I really think you know what you're talking about. My question for you is, how are the elite able to get such strong people, you know, like in the upper middle class in America, to accept the dehumanization and also the iatro genocide? Basically, the doctors are killing people here.
It's ambient. Yeah. It's incremental. They slowly upgraded it until we're at a fever pitch. Let's get Alan's take on that.
Yes, it's incremental. It's intergenerational dehumanization. You have three generations sitting watching television together, and the oldest is embarrassed at regular fare for viewers and entertainment. The young ones don't mind. The one in the middle is already accepting it. So it's intergenerational indoctrination and propaganda.
That's
and
right.
Dehumanization.
That's right. They train people to love tyranny, to love evil, to feel like they're part of the winning team, to associate themselves with the system. And again, they act like sex and violence and destruction is cool, and you know the nerds just don't understand. Really, they're searing the conscience so you'll accept your neighbors being drug off or yourself being drug off. And so when you're being drug off, your neighbors will accept it. Sherry?
That's exactly right. And also, as far as the cancer rate here, it's just skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And they actually have a big room with all these comfy chairs that where all the ladies who have cancer, they sit and they get to socialize while they get their chemo.
And they make it a social fun thing. I appreciate your call. We're out of time, Sherry, and I apologize to Tom, Elliot, Grace, and others. Next time Alan's on, you can call in. You'll go to the head of the line. Alan Watt, I really want to appreciate you coming on the show, cuttingthematrix.com. Give folks your European mirror site.
Yes, Alan Watts, sentinel.eu, and you can transcripts, you can download and print out in different languages.
All right, we appreciate all your time, and we appreciate your tireless work for humanity. I want to talk to you again coming up early in the new year as things develop and things unfold. Thank you, Alan Watt.
It's been a pleasure, Alex.
Always a pleasure having you on, a true gentleman. We got a lot of information out in that show today. We've been live for almost 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're watching the live streams, we're also going to be posting this for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the highest quality that we have up on PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're about to upgrade. You know, the films I post are in super high, almost high def. These, so they can be streamed out, are in lower quality, but we're about to start encoding and recording another copy that's an even higher quality to post for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the next few weeks. We are working to make it all as good as we can for you. Before I end this broadcast, I do want to tell you that the rebroadcast is coming up with Congressman Ron Paul at the very start. It'll be re-airing on AM and FM stations across the country whenever they rebroadcast us, and on WWCR from 9 to 1 a.m. This evening. But right now on the streams, he was on at the 5 after at Infowars.com on the restreams, and you can download, of course, the free podcast there as well. Get prepared. Get self-sufficient. And one big way to do that is eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the highest quality storable foods company for the best price I've found. Non-GMO, healthy, grown right here in America. Food stores for more than 10 years in climate control. 10 years in non-climate control. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. We had Mike Rivero on. We had Alan Watt on and Ron Paul right now when we come back on the internet streams at Infowars.com. But be sure and check out eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Great job to the crew, the affiliates, the sponsors, John Harmon, everybody. God bless you all. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.